The children of Israel journeyed from Ramses in the land of Goshen to Succoth near the frontier. It was here that they camped for the first time and set up their tents. With the dough they had brought from Egypt, they baked cakes of unleavened bread. The dough was without yeast because they had been driven out of Egypt and did not have time to prepare food for themselves. It was the Israelites' first halt on the way to freedom. They had lived in Egypt for 430 years. For most of that time, they had been well treated, but during the last 80 years or more, the Egyptians had reduced them to slavery and made their lives bitter with forced labor. On leaving, Moses had not forgotten to take the coffin containing the embalmed body of their ancestor Joseph, who had died in Egypt. Joseph, ruler of the country after Pharaoh in those days, had made his brothers, the sons of Israel, swear to take his bones with them and bury them in the promised land. In Joseph's time, the Israelites had been few in number, but since then they had increased and multiplied in Egypt, as God had blessed them, and they had become a nation of about 2 million. God commanded Moses to speak to the children of Israel and say, "You must commemorate this day, the day you came out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, because the Lord brought you out by his mighty power. This month, the month of Abib, is to be for you the first month of your year." Abib falls between March and April. Moses was to say to the Israelites, "When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, the land he swore to your forefathers to give you, you are to observe this ceremony in this month. For 7 days, eat unleavened bread. On the first day, hold a sacred assembly, and on the seventh day, hold a festival to the Lord. Do no work during this time, except to prepare the food you need. Tell your children, 'We do this because of what the Lord did for us when we came out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.' You must keep this ordinance at the appointed time every year. No foreigner or hired worker is to eat of the Passover. No uncircumcised male may eat of it. But a foreigner or a slave living among you, if he is circumcised, may take part like one born in the land." Moses was to tell the people that all the firstborn males among the Israelites belonged to the Lord, and also the firstborn of their livestock. This was because the Lord had spared the firstborn in the Israelite houses when the destroyer had gone through the land of Egypt and had struck down every firstborn in the country, both man and animal, in order to make Pharaoh obey God and let the people go. Therefore the Israelites were to sacrifice to the Lord the first male offspring of their livestock and were to redeem with a lamb every firstborn son among the people. It was to be a constant reminder to the Israelites that God had brought them out of Egypt with mighty signs and wonders and great power. They were therefore to celebrate the Passover, called the Feast of Unleavened Bread, every year at the same time on the 14th day of the month of Abib. The paschal lamb, slaughtered at twilight and roasted whole with fire, was to be eaten indoors. None of the meat was to be taken outside. The blood of the lamb, sprinkled on the doorposts of the houses, reminded the Israelites that the Lord had protected them during the night of the Exodus. Only unleavened bread was to be eaten by the Israelites during the seven-day festival. No yeast was to be kept in the houses. Whoever ate anything with yeast in it was to be cut off from the community of Israel. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, as a perpetual ordinance, marks separation from sin. Yeast in Scripture is often a symbol of sin. The Israelites were therefore to put away sin, illustrated here by leaven, to live a holy life, since they had been brought out of slavery in Egypt, to serve the living God. For all the redeemed, salvation from sin and death through faith in Christ must be followed by separation from sin. Redemption marks a new life and a new beginning for every believer. The experience of being redeemed by Christ, illustrated by the Passover, is to be followed by separation from the ways and values of Egypt, seen as a type of the world, and the living of a life pleasing to God. Next episode, Pharaoh pursues the Israelites.